Crash Course, a self-healing guide to auto accident trauma and recovery by Diane Poole Heller, PhD, with Lawrence S. Heller, PhD, narrated by Jessica Rao, published by North Atlantic Books. The illustrations, charts, surveys, and interview forms can be found in the PDF that comes with this audiobook. Foreword by Peter A. Levine. Every year, millions of people suffer bewildering symptoms in the aftermath of even minor automobile accidents. This book will not only help people and their doctors understand these symptoms, but will empower them with simple but powerful tools that can support in healing. After an event such as an accident, we are automatically put into a state of shock. This state is normal and is meant to protect us from physical and emotional pain. Normally, this altered state of consciousness is supposed to dissipate after a short period of time. Unfortunately, however, this does not always happen. When people do not complete what is normally a time-limited reaction, they are likely to develop both physical and psychological symptoms. These are frequently confusing and frightening. Often, when they seek help from healthcare professionals, their helpers are also confused and frustrated. These elusive symptoms crawl all over the body like the Lilliputians in Jonathan Swift's classic novel, Gulliver's Travels. These symptoms invade the psyche as well. The physician or therapist, in frustration, may then conclude that their patients are malingerers or have some other vague psychosomatic or hysterical condition. This can make the individual feel more helpless, even desperate. In addition, this sad situation is frequently compounded further when litigation and insurance settlements are involved. These suffering persons may go from doctor to doctor with the same question: what is wrong with me? Is it something physical, or is it just in my head? In this carefully thought-out book, the Hellers show, through clear explanations and many case examples, that the symptoms these people experience not only are real, but can be understood, prevented, and healed. Because trauma resides in the body as well as the mind, an approach that does not deal with mind and body together will have only limited success. The Hellers show that trauma is neither a physical nor a psychological problem. It is rather a problem of learning a normal response to an abnormal situation. Drawing from somatic experiencing, a mind-body approach to the healing of trauma, the Hellers carefully inform and guide the listener in this healing journey. In doing so, they help guide the listener in recovery and, at the same time, in the discovery of a deeper, more resilient, and powerful self. Somatic experiencing shows that trauma is not in the event, but rather in the deregulation of the nervous system. It is for this reason that different people react to what appears to be the same event very differently. Hopefully, this knowledge will reduce the sting of self-blame that people have when they cannot get over their symptoms. When we experience a perceived threat, our nervous system is instantly aroused to mobilize us for survival. The energy involved for life-preserving defense is vast. It is the energy that allows a 100-pound mother to lift a car and rescue her trapped child, even when her muscles tear and bones break. When we are sitting in our car, patiently waiting for the light to change, and someone unexpectedly smashes into us from behind, that same kind of intense energy is mobilized, but in a fleeting moment. However, there is little that we can do to defend ourselves. We cannot fight or flee, and unlike the heroic mother, there is no effective action for us to carry out. In that fraction of a second when our bodies are unexpectedly jarred, we cannot respond purposefully. It is for that reason that the vast survival energy gets locked in our bodies and in our minds. It is as though it, the energy, is all dressed up with nowhere to go. But that energy must go somewhere, and into the symptoms of trauma it goes. Our necks and backs brace and seize up in painful spasms. Our nervous system is so aroused that we cannot sleep or rest well. Our minds begin to fret in anxious worry. We may begin to develop a phobia of driving or more general anxieties. When this goes on for months, we become fatigued and depressed from the pain, lack of sleep, and feelings of anxiety and helplessness. This book offers reassuring assistance with the proverbial ounce of prevention. The information and guided exercises can help prevent these symptoms from developing in the wake of automobile accidents that the majority of us will experience sometime in our lives. It is a book that can help ease unnecessary suffering. It should come along with every operator's manual for your automobile or AAA membership. It is at least as valuable. Peter A. Levine, Ph.D., Director of the Foundation for Human Enrichment, author of Waking the Tiger, Healing Trauma. How to use this book. This book is intended as a workbook to restore you to health and to help you regain a sense of well-being after an auto accident. The techniques you will be learning here are specifically designed to work with resolving trauma by breaking the experience down into one manageable piece at a time. Feel free to proceed through the chapters at your own pace. You may find your attention span is shorter than it was before your accident. It is actually important not to go too quickly through the book. We will be referencing material that will reconnect you to your accident experience in a way that is specifically designed not to overwhelm you. Examples in this book. The examples throughout this book are drawn from clinical experience that my partner Larry and I have gained over the past several years, specializing in treating clients with auto accident injuries and post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. We have changed the names and details of the cases to protect the privacy of our clients, but the essence of the situation is maintained. One or more of these cases may be similar to your own experience. Throughout the book, you will be given exercises. These are examples of techniques used in our private practice and within the context of my workshops for many years. Many are based on Peter Levine's somatic experiencing model. When you do the exercises, choose a quiet location where you feel safe. Sit in a comfortable chair. Do the exercises when you have time to concentrate and are not rushed. Sometimes you may feel that you are living more in the time of the traumatic event than in the present, even if the overwhelming event occurred several years ago. I want to help you catch up to yourself and develop the capacity to live your life now with a sense of well-being, with less and less focus on trauma. Of course, we can't change history, but we've found that we can greatly reduce how trauma affects you in the present and in the future. Using these techniques, symptoms are often greatly reduced or alleviated without the use of drugs or lengthy therapy. Through the material presented to you in this book, you will understand why low-impact fender benders can cause such severe symptoms, why it is important to work through the events of the accident non-sequentially, how to evaluate the events surrounding the accident and how they affected you, how to enhance your sense of resiliency and well-being while releasing excess energy trapped in your body from unresolved shock or freezing, why this treatment is often effective in a short time, and how you can participate in your own healing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?